Well, so the pasuk brings the famous Maisa, where Avram sent his Eved, the Kambeso, Eliezer, to go search and find a wife for his son Yitzchak. He made him swear, "Lo sikach ishul of me, do not take a wife for my son, Mnos HaKanani, don't take one from the local population, Mnos Kanani, Ashanoch Yosha Bekirbo. Rather go back to Eretz Moladiti, to Charan, Volkach to Ishul of Nir Yitzchak." That was his request. He made him swear to that make sure you go back to Charan and don't take a local person from the local population. Yomer Elohu Eved, Eved says back to him, Ulay El Sova Isha, what do I do if the woman doesn't want to come back? Olechas Achre Olos Hazov, she doesn't want to come back. He Hoshev Oshev Es Bincha Olos Asher Es Hashem Misham, what do I do then? Do I have a permission then to bring Yitzchak back to Charan? Yomer Elohu Avraham, Misham Olcha, be careful, don't do that. Right, he'll send a malach, and the woman will come to find the woman, and blow, but if she doesn't want to come, she doesn't want to come. Then he keeps from Mishwasi Zos. If she doesn't want to come, so forget it. You're off duty. You're released from your responsibility. Rak Espinil Losashev Shama. Don't go ahead and return my son there. So the Barbadel explains what's going on. Why is this? What's the back and forth? I mean, you know, didn't Mistamba, obviously, that's what he told him. Don't go back there. So there's no choice. You can't do it. So Barbadel says very nicely, by the brackets, Vine. And now, Evet Amargo, Ulai Lo Sova Isha, Olechis Acharai, Velo Hoiso Kavanoso, Kifima She Echsho, Lisho, Im Yoshev Es Yisok Lodur Be'eres Hahi. Right, he wasn't asking Shuto Kamashmo, should I bring Yitzchak back to that land to live there, to set up his domicile there, Bavur Isha, because the woman who wants to stay there. He Kvar Hoyodeya Eliezer. Eliezer already knew. It wasn't a Chiddush. Eliezer knew. Eretz Canaan, Kedosha, a special, unique Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, V'chaviva, Be'ene Avram, who was very beloved in Avram's eyes, V'shu Yotzav, Mecharon, V'mitzvah, Salkim. So number one, he loved, Eliezer knew Avram loved Eretz Canaan. He also knew that the reason why he was in Eretz Canaan is because Hashem told him, Hashem Sivu, he was that leave Charan. So I can't go back and live in Charan. It doesn't make sense. Eliezer knew that. So he never would have asked the Shaila, is it appropriate? What happened? Should I bring it back if there's no choice? That's not a Shaila. Yitzchak, furthermore, Yitzchak couldn't leave his father. You can't move away. There's numerous reasons why it was pushed to Eliezer. Eliezer knew that Yitzchak will never in a million years leave and move to Charan. Gamo Yitochen, Sheyachshav Eved Shel Yimsa, Shetir Salinas Al Yitzchak, and more than that, he says, beside that, is ever going to think for a second that, you know, maybe this woman, you know, she's not going to want to come back to marry Yitzchak. Doesn't make any sense. We also, Ben Avram, the Sri Al-Kim, Yorish is Kol Nachlaso, he was the wealthiest, the most popular, and the most famous, the most powerful person in the world at that time. So what kind of crazy woman who's Roy to go ahead and marry Yitzchak Avinu is not going to want to come back because it's crazy. It's Meshiga. There's such a person probably doesn't belong to doesn't deserve to marry Yitzchak. Who's not going to go back for the power and prestige and to be Yitzchak's wife, the God of Ador, the son of the God of Ador, to run such a family? Of course she'll go. Of course she'll go back. How can it be? The whole idea is ridiculous. How can it be? Avol Hoisa. So what was his taina? So what was his question? Avol Hoisa taina so evid. The time of the Eved was Im Hayosha Tova or Isha Rinas or Yitzchak. Granted, it'll happen that the woman wants to marry Yitzchak. Ki mi ha Isha Shel Tachpas Rinas Ela. Who wouldn't want to? But Ulai Shetirsa Sheol Sham Yitzchak Lotachcha Lalak Lachcha. It could be. His question was that maybe this woman would want that Yitzchak himself should go and go get the lady, the girl, to bring her, to take her. To take her from her father's house. And she wouldn't acquiesce. She wouldn't agree to go with the Eved. It's not pas. It's not right. I'm supposed to go with the Eved. It's not nice. Maybe it's not sneeze. Maybe it's not yash. It's not derech eretz. I don't know exactly what he means. But that's what he was afraid of. He was afraid that this lady would not, of course she wants to marry Yitzchak, of course she's willing to move to Yitzchak's hometown, but the way to do it, the procedure by which she should marry Yitzchak is not, I don't want to go with this Eved, this is not appropriate for me, I'm going to marry the God of Ador. So, maybe because the husband should come get the wife, whatever the svar was, that was Eliezer's svar, that maybe this woman will not want to come with me, and therefore it will be required that you should come to him, to her. Russell Gomer, Lavo Imi, to come with me, Mibli Bala, without her husband, Misham Ad Haaretz Azos. Hoshiv Asher Espincha, shall I go take your son back? Russell Gomer, Hatirsa Shachre Shaskim, Hanesuin. Do you mind, do you agree that once I make a deal with the marriage, and I get the, may sign a deal, I get her to agree that she'll marry you, but Kaimam, Avo El, I'll come to you. And I'll go back. Avashuv Shama im Yitzchak el Ol Saharis Asher Sasa Misham Kilomer. Well, Kachas is Ishto v'Goshuv El Beischa. Of course, you're not going to stay there, but you'll just come with me. Come with me for a day or two, then you go back. Kizel Iker v'Chayv Amr Bozel Loshna Shavu L'Fish Shabchinas whatever. We have Avram. Skip two lines. We have Avram. Lo Kibel Tanasa. Avram was not Makabel. V'Amr Hisham Olcha. Pentosh was Nishamar, Rasalomer, or Yom Echad, not for one day, Vokhodesh Yom, not for a month, and he rose to Shiach Nishamar. That was his response. He's saying Yitzchak's not going anyplace. That was a back and forth. So just a Pasha Abosai, it's almost Mefurish, but just think about it. The issue was not, as he says, not to go ahead and move back over there. Of course you can't move back. You know, Eliezer knew you can't move back over there. And the only shot was to go back for a day. So he said, no, I can't do it, Avram says. He's not going to do it. Hashem told me to come to leave Haran, to go to Eretz Canaan, and he promised me Eretz Yisrael. And of course, Hashem wants me to live in Eretz Yisrael. My Dori Doris afterwards, my son Yitzchak, an Ola Tamima, shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. And now he's not going to go anyplace. He's not going anyplace. They're both saying. It's unbelievable. I mean, you would think there's so much reason to make a, to find, I guess I can find the easy heter, you know? Not such a big deal. Now we're talking about setting up, Avraham Avinu knew that we're setting up Yitzchak for Dori Doros, right? The future of Kai Yisrael was at stake over here. He had to find the best shidduch for his son. The best shidduch meaning the person who would be the mother, one of the imahos, the future mother of Kai Yisrael. It wasn't just Tam, I mean, obviously he wants the best for his son, but especially the whole Kai Yisrael's future is at stake. And our level of Kedusha and Tara is totally on who we came from, our parents, our grandparents, and the Avos, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and their wives, right? So it makes a big difference. So here we are. So Yitzchak's trying to find the suitable woman. And why is he sending Eliezer to a far-off country back to Haran? Because he felt that the people in Eretz Canaan, there are, Chazal say, they weren't Bali Midos. And I think Chazal say also because it's better, it's more of a Tzuga Pas, an appropriate Shidduch for Yitzchak to get someone from this hometown, because that's our style, it's our way of living. You don't go to your back home place. There's a perfect shidduch that way. So there's so many reasons why. We know the reasons why Avram sent Yitzchak to go on this long journey, to go get a suitable wife, because this is the perfect shidduch. This is the best shidduch around. They go to the finest Bali Midos and the finest compatibility, because they come from my hometown. We grew up the same way. It's the same style, the same culture. Right? So there was a very good reason why Avram sent Yitzchak on this, sent Eliezer on this long trip. So you assume, okay, so what's going to happen? The lady says, I'm not coming back. I'm not going back. I want to go ahead and Yitzchak should come and get me. So Eliezer says to Avram, what should I do if that happens? Avram says, no, that's it. You're free from Yeshua. But what's going to be? Okay, so he'll find someone from Eretz Canaan, from Eretz Yisrael to marry. That's what's going to happen. If he's a failure in his mission, he's released from his responsibility, he's released from Yeshua. So that's it. So Haran's out of the picture because no one in Haran is there suitable. Whoever is found there to be suitable is not going to come back. So go back to Plan B. Now Plan B is not Plan A. Now Plan A and Plan B seems to me is a big difference in terms of the future of Kai Yisrael, future of, you know, who the wife of Yitzchak should be. You know, you don't sacrifice on a shidduch. Elamai, I know Hashem wants me to stay in Eretz Canaan. Okay, so fine, you go back for a day. What's the big deal? So go back for a day. Right? So you go back for a day just for the sake of temporarily going ahead and building Kai Yisrael. Right? What a beautiful goal to accomplish that. I'm going back and Yitzchak is Moser Nefesh to go away from the Makam of the ultimate Kedusha. and stay a day or two, whatever it takes, to go to Chor to get back. So I'll come right back. What's the big deal? I'm trying to build Klal Yisrael. Come on. What are you giving me such a tough time for? Both sides, right? This is a very basic yisod. And Eliezer understood it, and Rama understood it, and wasn't swayed by the ends, by the lure of the ends. Right? Because the means have to be kosher. And if Avram felt that he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem wouldn't want, and it's not in his plan that Yitzchak should leave even for a day to go pick up his wife and establish future of Klal Yisrael, then you can't do it. You can't build future doros of Klal Yisrael, even if it means just, you know, okay, so I'll go away for a day. Misnama Hashem won't mind. I don't know. There's so much room for rationalization and to tell yourself that it's not, what's the deal? It's not so terrible. Hashem, I'm doing it for you. Don't you want to have good Klal Yisrael to serve you and to be Dovik for you and to be Kadosh and be Bali Midos? Isn't that what you want, Hashem? I mean, it's hard to be masik, but Avram was so careful and so concerned to make sure there was no rationalization can have an impact on Avram's decision. And he felt, because he felt so strongly, I have every second of the way, every step of the way is Toyan. What is Ratzon Hashem? And if it means giving up a measure of the future beauty of Klal Yisrael, because it's, I can't do it, I can't do it. What am I supposed to do? I can't. Hashem, it's your world, it's not my world. And take care of it. But Avram, I told you to ensure, make sure that Klal Yisrael is going to continue. Make sure you have the highest level of Kedusha and Ruchnias and Tara and good Midos. Right, but I also know that you don't want Yitzchak to leave. And that means even for one day, remember, there was no instruction from Hashem, you can't leave for one day. There's, you know, room for judgment over there. There's room for manipulation, room for different ideas. Avram said, I don't care about the future, I care about what I'm supposed to be doing today. And if I'm not allowed to, if in my Das Torah it seems that I can't do this because it's against Ratzon Hashem, and Hashem wants Yitzchak to with me with the stay in Eretz Canaan, I'm giving up Ruchnius, I'm giving up the future of Klal Yisrael. That's how I have to live my life. That's the Kirabot side. The ends don't justify the means.